Give your pet the best medical care possible, which pays up to 90% of your vet bill. Get your free quote now at drjoypets.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, a great idea to call today or any day at 855-993-7569. Well, I'll tell you, today is National Watermelon Day, which seems completely appropriate. I mean, I love watermelon. And they now, I mean, one of my favorite things was spitting watermelon seeds, but now they have all the seedless watermelon, so it's taken part of the fun out of eating watermelon. But, I mean, we used to sort of sit on the sidewalk. My mom would send us outdoors on a summer evening with a wedge of watermelon, and we'd sit on the sidewalk and spit the watermelon into the curb. Did you guys do that? Does everybody do that? I assume everybody does, don't they?
Yeah, I think a good portion of people do that. Me, personally, I've never done it. But
you've never done it?
Mm-mm.
Well, because watermelon is so messy.
Yeah.
That I think the idea was to get the kids out of the house. It also got the kids out of the house, and it was a fun thing to do. It was just, I remember sitting, you know, on the curb and spitting watermelon seeds. I also believed, and I can't remember if my mother told me this or not, it very well may have been that if you swallowed watermelon seeds, you get pregnant, because my mother was pregnant all the time, and it looked like she swallowed a watermelon. Okay, so biology was not my strong suit when I was 5 years old. Okay, I got it. It's also a National Grab Some Nuts Day. Doesn't say what kind, you know, but there you go. And I will tell you, I have figured out exactly what to do when it's 95 degrees if you really hate hot weather. Are you ready for this? I have the cure. The first thing I did was I moved, this is a true story, 4,800 pounds, right? That's almost 2.5 tons of fresh produce. They have a green market here on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. And many of you know, I've done a lot of work with City Harvest over the years, and for some unbeknownst reason, although I volunteered like months ago, in fact, I volunteered to do it, I think, in May, and for some reason they called off. I've done all the stuff. I've loaded the trucks, and I've delivered the stuff, and I've gone to the green markets where we hand out the stuff, and this one I'd never actually loaded. Well, actually I had. I just hadn't done it at the green market. So Friday, I said, are you coming? And I, yeah, of course. I said I'd come. It was like 97 degrees. And I loaded, literally, it was 4,815 pounds of produce. It was sort of interesting because most of it was corn or lettuce or stuff like that. And how you do it, but I decided it's the perfect thing to do when it's 97 degrees out, is load 2.5 tons of produce into a truck. Okay, that was number one. And then, if that was not enough, I had a friend whose birthday was last week, and she got sick. So I needed to condense basically 2.5 days into basically a couple of hours. So the other thing you can do, this is a great solution when it's 95 degrees out, is cook, including turning on the oven. So I made cupcakes. I made deviled eggs, which actually don't require an oven, but I made a chicken that you cook. Have you ever done this? You cook it over a beer can? Did you know about this? Because you're my gourmet guy. Have you ever done it?
No, I've never even heard of it.
Oh, I hadn't. Well, I'd heard about chicken in a can, in a beer can, but I didn't know exactly what it was. I was trying to figure out how you stuff a chicken into a beer can. That isn't how you do it. This is one of my triplated.com things. What you do is you open a can of beer, and it will work with soda. It's basically any liquid. And you have to open the top, obviously, or maybe not so obviously. You open the top, and then you stick the chicken, the cavity of the chicken, on to the can, so it's upright in the oven. And so it cooks, so the juices, instead of Basically, it's sort of self-basting in some ways. It looks a little weird. The only tricky part is getting the chicken off the beer can, because there's still liquid in it, and it's the whole thing is hot, and it's an aluminum can. But basically what it does is it steams, because the liquid obviously gets to a boil. So you're steaming it at the same time that you're roasting it. So it makes it very moist, I guess. I guess that's the theory. And I'm trying to figure out how to get it off, so I wrecked a pair of oven mitts, but that's okay, they're washable. So I made chicken and potatoes, and she likes beef, so I did beef, little lettuce wraps, cupcakes, and deviled eggs when it's 95 degrees. All right, now the reason you're saying, well, that doesn't make any sense, why would you heat up your kitchen, and why would you do large physical movement? I also returned a 25-pound plant that was not doing very well, and had to walk it a large part of the way, also in the heat. Because when you stop doing that, the heat doesn't feel nearly as awful. It's like, I mean, I didn't wear girdles. I'm not the right generation for girdles, but my grandmother was. And I can remember her taking it off and saying, the best reason to wear a girdle is when you take it off, it feels so good. Which reminds me, I will tell you this, I haven't thought of this in years, an old Burns and Allen joke. Of Gracie was talking with George about one of her cousins whose measurements were 36, 24, 36. But that wasn't her real measurements. Her measurements were 30, 30, 30. And she said it was a really tragic story. And George, of course, playing the straight man, said, what was the problem? He said her husband was standing too close when her girdle burst. You don't think that's funny?
I had to think about it for a second. But yeah,
I kept that vision in my head from the time I was about 5 years old up until this very day. So, all right, so that's what to do when it's really hot, is do incredibly strenuous, stupid things. I suppose I could have run a marathon, which would have been stupider. So that's what I did over the weekend. I hope to have pictures of an incredibly sweaty human being that sort of vaguely looks like me to be able to post to show that I done it, but they haven't sent me the picture yet. I tried really hard not to get my picture taken when I look like that, but they insisted. And at some point, what you think is, well, okay, hopefully the picture won't show up anyplace, completely ignoring Facebook and Instagram and stuff like that. Okay, today is a day of a whole bunch of firsts. In 1527, the first known letter from North America was sent by John Rutt while at St. John's, Newfoundland. Newfoundland's a really interesting place because a whole lot of American history actually started there. But 1527, I assume it was delivered by ship, because how else would it have done? Couldn't be Pony Express because it's Newfoundland. Couldn't have been airplanes because they hadn't been invented for another 400 years. So I guess it was ship. It could have been a bottle, I suppose. It was probably mailed in 1427. That was a joke. In 1678, Robert LaSalle builds Le Griffon, the first known ship built on the Great Lakes. So you can see lots of firsts having to do with water. Our theme continues. In 1852, Harvard wins the first boat race between Harvard and Yale. It's also the first American intercollegiate athletic event, also on the water. In 1900, the Firestone Tire and Rubber Company was invented. To my knowledge, having nothing to do with water. In 1914, Germany declared war on France today. In 1921, Major League Baseball Commissioner Kenesaw Mountain Landis, one of the coolest names ever, confirms the ban of the 8 Chicago Black Sox the day after they were acquitted by a Chicago court. Everybody knows about that, right? Black Sox scandal.
Shoeless Joe Jackson.
Yeah. They made a movie about it.
Mm-hmm.
Remember?
Eight Men Out.
Yeah, John Sayles, I think, was it? I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
1936, Jesse Owens wins the first 100-meter dash, defeating Ralph Metcalf at the Berlin Olympics. In 1946, Santa Claus Land, the first world-themed amusement park, 1946, opened in Santa Claus, Indiana. You go, Indiana! And in 2004, the pedestal of the Statue of Liberty reopens after being closed since the September 11 attacks. And I got to tell you, the lines are still around the block for people to go see the Statue of Liberty. You can now climb up into, I think you can actually now climb up into the torch, which is tortuous, literally. It's a circular staircase, and it's very claustrophobic. But if you want to do it, I did it as a kid. I did it twice as a kid. I don't know if I'd do it again as an adult. Who knows? 855-993-7569 if you have anything to do with water or claustrophobia. Or Kenosha Mountain Landis, give me a call. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795. 1-800-959-5795.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Question, need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Very Heidi, so there's this sort of cool story about the fact that they've kind of discovered another Earth-like planet, and it seems to have enough sunlight to support crops and basically probably human beings, and it has a sun or a star that it's very close to that looks very much like our sun. But unfortunately, that's the good news. I mean, that is the good news. But it's called a Kepler-452b. Unfortunately, it's kind of a far distance, like 1,400 light years. Like if Luc Picard was going to go there at warp 8 speed, it'd take like 100 years or something. No, I think it... that's 21 light years away, so it would be kind of a long, long way. They found other ones, but these are all in kind of the Milky Way. But they found ones that are closer, but probably not inhabitable. So there you go. But I mean, it's really interesting that, as we talked about last week, when we're talking about population and all sorts of running out of things on the planet. And I think just people's natural wanderlust of saying, geez, there's someplace else that is inhabitable. And so what they're doing is finding, yeah, that there are inhabitable places, but there are reasons why it's probably not going to happen. So, you know, in order, it would take basically about 2,000 years to reach Kepler, which is kind of a long time. Basically, you'd probably have to have different people. You'd have to have first group of people who started and then another group of people who were born on the way. I mean, that just seems awfully complicated. Although, I guess if Superman can make it, then maybe everybody else can too. But that's... It's kind of one of those things that people love to think about and speculate about. I mean, it seems to me an incredible time to be alive where people are even thinking about that. Although my favorite story today was that they're actually talking about an app that could may help improve the memory of patients with schizophrenia and help them just function better, which... It absolutely astonishes me because it seems like that I don't know what schizophrenia has to do with memory, so memory specific. We know that apps, lots of things, that Sudoku, that crossword puzzles, that there are memory exercises that really do help with memory. But it turns out that they're saying that with long-term schizophrenia, that there can be hallucinations and delusions, which is what I associate with schizophrenia. But it turns out that even though you can treat some of those symptoms with medication, apparently memory is affected by it. So they've now got an app that they think the combination of medication and the app might actually help, which I think is a good news for everybody, because anything that helps with memory, one of the things that we know is as the planet ages, which all of us are doing with any luck at all, that memory is one of the things that is most devastatingly affected by aging. And so if there are things to do to hang on to your memory, that's a really good kind of thing. All right, so I thought what we would do in conjunction with that is talk about the shocking thing or event from your childhood, because obviously that has to do with memory. It has to do with how you view yourself as an adult. So, Manny, can we look at that? We put this up a while ago, and I think we were talking about recovered memories, which is a highly controversial part of psychology and psychological therapy and all sorts of things. But I thought it was kind of... You know, clearly I was talking about one of the positive memories from my childhood of eating watermelon out on the sidewalk, on the curb, when I was about, as I said, 4 or 5 years old. What's your earliest childhood memory that you can remember? Obviously, a memory that you could remember is redundant, isn't it? But what's the earliest thing you remember from your childhood, Manny?
Well, I mean, even just to kind of play off the specific question itself, the most shocking thing or event from my childhood, when I was... Gosh, I think I might have been 5 years old, and I don't remember everything that happened, but the memory of when it happened and everything is still pretty fresh in my mind. When I was 5 years old, our house caught on fire. And it was interesting because my aunt lived down the street from us. My aunt lived three houses down from us. And we were all, me and my mom and my sister, we were all at my aunt's house down the street. And
when your house burned down?
Yeah. And basically what happened was a neighbor came and knocked on the door of my aunt's house and came to the door and was like, you know, and the neighbor knew that, you know, we were relatives and everything. And she basically said, your house is on fire. And
wow.
My mom was like, oh, my God, oh, my God. And so, you know, and me and my sister, I'm 5 years old at the time. My sister's, you know, she's 4 years older than me, so she's nine. And the house, you know, it didn't burn completely to the ground because we were actually, after a certain amount of time, we were actually able to move back into the house after it got renovated and everything. But, yeah, it caught on fire. And
do we know what the cause of the fire was?
We have an idea, and it's not a particularly great idea in terms of we have an idea of what happened, but it's probably something I shouldn't get into on the air specifically. But
was it criminal, do you think?
Yeah, possibly. And,
okay.
You know, it's a long backstory behind that. But yeah, so we ended up, you know, we ended up staying at my aunt's house for, I think it might have been, I can't remember how long it was because I was five, but it was
seemed
it was
like a long
months.
Time.
Yeah, at that time it did seem like a long time.
Yeah.
And so we had the house renovated and everything. We were able to move back in, and we lived in that house. I lived in that house until I was 18. So we lived in that house for 13 more years after that.
It wasn't scary to move back into it or anything?
Not really. I think at 5 years old, I wasn't really thinking about that at that time.
Yeah.
It was just kind of, oh, okay, going back home type of thing.
Yeah.
Like and at that time, I didn't really realize the real seriousness of it. Right, just because.
Did you watch the fire? Did you actually see the fire?
I remember walking about halfway down the street with my mom because we wanted to, you know, the house was on fire, so we wanted to see it.
Sure.
And so I remember walking down the street, and I remember my mom being in, and I remember kind of, obviously with the fire department there and everything, we couldn't get too close to the house, but I just remember seeing flames coming out of the windows. And
which is really scary.
Yeah, that
part was
scary.
If you've ever seen a fire up close, it's nothing like it looks on television. It
right.
is truly terrifying.
Yeah, and I remember my mom just being in tears and
I'll
just
bet.
Yeah, and so yeah, it was that part, you know, had a pretty big that moment had a pretty big impact. But after
say.
That at 5 years old, you know, it was just kind of like we were at my aunt's house for a few months, and then house was renovated and sort of rebuilt from the inside. And
your mom was okay going back there?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that's going to be hard to top.
I'm not pretty deep story, isn't it? Yeah.
Very, yeah, amazing story. Thanks for sharing it, Manny. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Is your dog or cat part of the family? Would you do just about anything to keep them healthy and happy? Of course you're nodding your head yes. Then you should consider pet health insurance. Let me tell you about Healthy Paws Pet Insurance. Healthy Paws Pet Insurance is the number one consumer-rated pet insurance in the U.S. They'll reimburse you for up to 90% of your vet bill if your furry family member gets sick or hurt. And you'll be surprised how affordable pet insurance can be and how much money it'll save you if something goes wrong. You can get a free quote in less than a minute at drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com. Healthy Paws is a fan favorite for a reason. They're a team of passionate pet parents working to take the stress out of caring for a sick pet. You know, I grew up with dogs, Rita and Penny, and I currently have Wyatt, my grand puppy, that I would do anything to protect. The best part is I don't have to make a choice between giving them the best medical care and depleting my bank account. To get your free pet insurance quote now, go to drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com, drjoypets.com.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking new biotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Sandy, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Oh, hi, Dr. Joy. Thanks for taking my call. I was wondering if you could help me with negative self-talk. All day long, there's this sort of patter of negative thinking about myself.
Give me an example.
Comparing myself to others. I mean, it's just sort of in the background all day long.
No, give me a specific
example. You know, someone has a better job or someone has, you know, that kind of thing.
Well, what do you do when you do this? I mean, are you able to sort of...
No, feel lousy.
Wait. What about, sort of when you say someone has a better job, of saying, okay, well, other people have worse jobs. If I won that job, what might I do to get that job?
Right.
In other words, instead of using the envy, for lack of a better term at this moment, to beat yourself up, why not use it as a motivating factor? instead of, look, our feelings just happen to us. We are not responsible for our feelings, but what we do in response to our feelings, we are totally responsible for. So, I mean, you know, I could say, well, did your mother not support you? But, you know, you live in a capitalist society, and the capitalist society, by definition, is going to make you feel insecure about what you are. They couldn't sell you all the junk that they sell you. So it's not that you grew up with parents who were not as supportive. It's that we are susceptible to the same society, all of us, to a greater or lesser degree. And I'm not sure that there is a person alive who feels completely comfortable about themselves unless they're 400 years old or have had a lobotomy recently. I mean, it doesn't happen. But the question is, what do we do with those feelings? And if let's use your example. What kind of job do you have right now?
I'm a secretary.
I'm sorry, you're what?
A secretary.
Secretary. What do you want to be? Who has a better job than you have? Let's take it. That was the first one that came to mind. I'm willing to buy into it. So what would you? Who's the person? Now you don't have to tell me their name because we'd soon not get sued. But who is? What kind of job does the person whose job you envy have?
An editor.
Okay. So do you work in publishing?
Yes.
All right. So how do you go from being a secretary into being an editor?
I don't actually have the steps in mind yet.
Well, then let's find them out.
Okay.
I mean, you see exactly what we're doing here. We're saying, here's what I have, here's what I want, and the question is, how do I get there? Now, the getting there may seem, well, of course, I'm going to start tomorrow. I'm going to start taking some editing courses at a community college, or I'm going to ask the editor if I can read some manuscripts over the weekend, or I'm going to go talk to the personnel department, or, I mean, who knows? Or you can look at those steps and say, you know what? Not for me. And then you can say, all right, well, if that's not the job I want, what is it about the job that I like? Is it that they have an office? Is it that they get paid more money? Is it they get power brunches? Is it they get an expense account? Is it they get, you know, they have a cute husband? I mean, instead of sort of taking that sense and beating yourself up about it doubly, not only do I feel that this person's better than I am, but I'm going to beat myself up about it, use it. Do you see?
Yeah, I do.
Do you think you could try that?
I can try it.
See where you get?
Yes. Okay.
Because then you're not victimizing yourself anymore. You're saying, okay, this is something I'm willing to do this or not willing to do it. Or, I mean, that envy is only useful in that it tells you a direction that you want to go. And beating yourself up.
It's really not envy. That's not what it is. It's really more inward.
Well, but, I mean, all you're doing is translating. You're just flipping the envy into saying, instead of saying I want to be that person, saying I can't be that person. It's the same thing. Use it.
Okay.
Try it. See where you get. Doesn't work?
Okay.
Call me back. We'll try something else. And when you're doing those kinds of things, paper and pencil, enormously helpful. Because otherwise you'll just fall right back in the pattern of, you know, they have a better job, they have cuter butt, they have better haircut. Those things are all achievable. Taller. Well, you have to wear heels for that. Stephanie, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
So, I have a son who will be 21, quit school, and has since gotten his GED, and he really is unmotivated. He has done some construction work, so he's...
Where is he living?
Living in the Washington, D.C. area.
But he's not... Is he living with you?
No, he's living with his father. I have remarried.
Okay. The problem is that talking with you, if he were living with you, I'd say toss him, because the only way he'll get motivated is when he has to, and he just may be a late bloomer. Clearly he's not a scholar, and it may be that he hasn't really found what he enjoys doing and what he's good at, but letting him stay at home for free is not a good motivating factor. But you're not the one who's the landlord anyway.
Correct. And he is very, very bright. He could be a scholar if he chose to.
Why did he not graduate high school?
Because he decided that he was going to go be delayed entry into the military, and when he changed his mind about entering into the military, he quit school so he didn't have to fulfill that commitment.
Well, he's smart. Most kids wouldn't have been able to suss that out on their own. So he assigned to the military and realized he didn't want to go to the military, so he figured if he was a high school dropout, they wouldn't take him.
Correct.
Got to give him credit for that. The point is that was 3 years ago.
So, yes.
So right now he's working construction jobs.
Yes.
All right, so what was he good at when he was... What does he want for himself?
You know, I don't know. Asked him that.
And what does he say?
He never answers, and he will say to me, well, they don't want my GED, like a home center store. He's applied to a home center store, and well, they haven't called me back. It goes on. I'm sure you get the point here.
Well, it sounds like he's pretty good at excuses and not so good at deciding what he wants. If I were his mom, what I would probably do at this moment is say, look, Cookie, you're 21 years old. You're smart. I would give him full credit for how he weaseled out of his military commitment, to be quite honest. I mean, I think that's ingenious. And I'd say to him, look, you're really smart. You know how to work the system. What do you want to do? And if what you really want to do is go to college, which is not impossible to do with a GED, then take the SATs. And if he's as good at taking exams as I would bet he is, he'll nail the SATs, at which point he can write a fabulous essay, which he's also probably very good at. He's very manipulative. If he has, and there's nothing a college or a junior college likes better than the idea that somebody got religion. Here was this kid who didn't finish high school, who's now nailed the SATs, sees religion, he wants to be a doctor, he wants to be a lawyer, he wants to be an Indian chief. Schools love that. And so he starts someplace. If you were my kid, I'd sit him down and say, okay, you got out of the, you've taken a step that's kind of interesting and not necessarily get you any place you want to go. Figure out what you want. Because this kid probably needs to be in school. He probably needs to think about junior college or an apprenticeship or something. Because he's good at school, and the reason that he didn't get his GED has nothing to do with one of the reasons most people don't get their GED, which is they're either flunking out, doing drugs. Those are basically the two issues. They don't apply in his case. So I'd sit him down and say, okay, so let's figure out what you want to do, and let's get you there, and let's get started on it. I mean, you're 21, and you're feeling like you're 3 years behind. You're kind of like the first caller who's comparing herself to everybody else and coming up short. You don't have to do that. You beat the system on your own terms. Figure out what you want to do now, and let's get started on it. And I wouldn't let him do that, well, I don't know, or mom, don't nag me. I'd say, look, you're 21 years old. You're on your own. But I'm also your friend. Let's do this. Or have him call me.
I have thought about that. And what's interesting about it, he has a brother as well, and my sons are adopted children. And I love them dearly, but being on this side of the adoption equation, I wouldn't recommend that.
Well, you hear, it's interesting that you should call, in that I was just talking about how incredibly complicated adoption is, and people just don't understand it. And they don't understand it until they've experienced it, and by then, it's not a bad thing, it's just much more complicated than anybody gives it credit for being. And if we oversimplify things, then we're blindsided by the complication. So, but, I mean, look, you're his mom. For all purposes, you're his mom.
I am his mom.
Sit him down and not read him the Riot Act, but say, when you're ready, here's what I think we should do. And I would, as I said, I would give him huge credit for the fact that he basically beat what most people would view as an unbeatable system. He's very smart. Yeah, and so that whole issue about adoption, I think it's an important part of human society. It's as old as human history. But it's a lot more complicated than people give it credit for. Not so much for the parent who does the adoption, and not even though the parent who adopts is probably the least affected by the complications. The parent who gives up the child, I think, is haunted by it their entire lives. And I think people who have done that will tell you that. And we know because they search and whatever. But the other person who is haunted by it, and I don't think we give enough, what's the word I want, gravity to it, is the child. And quite often it hits the child when they're old enough to have children themselves. And when they do have children, think, I know how I feel about my child. How could somebody have given me away? And it's a lifelong issue that can certainly be affected and changed and modified, but it exists, and until you accept that it exists, I think we're powerless to stop it. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hey, talking about adoption and childhood and childhood memories, as I mentioned, I think we're talking sort of an intersection of two different issues. One of childhood and how we remember things, and Manny's story is certainly amazing, I mean, watching his house burn as opposed to me spitting watermelon seeds, slightly different childhoods. Although the earliest memory I actually have was when I was about, one of my sisters is, I think, 5 years younger than I am, so it was before she was born, so I had to be, like, I think about 3 and a half, and I remember riding a tricycle in front of the Quonset huts. We lived in Quonset huts, which were very common housing for after World War II. Do you know what a Quonset hut is, Manny? You're probably too young for it.
Yeah, I'm probably a little bit young for that.
You've probably seen pictures of them. They look like a circle cut in half. So they were domed on the top. They were, I guess they were made of aluminum. And there were two families per Quonset hut. And they were they were often on army bases. I don't think we lived on an army base. I don't remember. I don't think so. But we lived in Quonset huts, and I'm sure it was army property. And we were in the front, and somebody else was in the back. And we had a little cement walkway and a little tiny lawn. And it was me and my sister and my parents, because my other sister hadn't been born yet. And I remember having a tricycle and just thinking that was, and just sort of pumping down the sidewalk and being terribly proud of myself. And I think I was about 3 or 3 and a half. And that's kind of the earliest childhood memory I can remember. I remember other stuff, but not nothing as dramatic as yours. So that's the earliest thing you remember, or just the most dramatic thing you remember? I suspect it would wipe out other memories, though.
Yeah, I mean, it was probably the most significant memory from my childhood.
Sure. Do you remember anything earlier or not?
Not really. Not really anything earlier. I kind of remember moving into that house for the first time when I was 2, but I just remember being carried into the house. I was like half. I remember being half asleep. Being carried into the house by my dad at that time. So that's the only thing I remember, is just kind of being half asleep and kind of laying my head on my dad's shoulder while he's carrying me into the house. But I was 2 years old, so it's kind of, you know.
A little foggy. Yeah. The other thing, that when you said that, the other thing I remember is going to drive-ins when we were kids, because my parents could load up the station wagon and take thousands of us, which were all their children, to drive-ins, and remember being carried into the house, being sleepy and being carried into the house. All right, let's see what other people remember from their childhood.
We will start with Rebecca, and Rebecca says, my childhood was nothing but abuse from my mom's husband. Most of my memories is by him.
Say that again, wait a minute.
She says, my childhood was nothing but abuse from my mom's husband. Most of my memories is by him beating me. The Spice Girls helped me get through it, though. Girl power.
Wow. Wow. I'm hoping that things turned out better. There you go. Okay.
Jim says, realizing I was at the bottom of the deep end, at the pool and learning to swim. My earliest memory, what the heck, I guess it worked.
You didn't sink. Yeah, I remember learning to swim, too. I mean, it's really interesting hearing some of these things, because they're things I hadn't thought about in forever. I was in a pool, and I think, well, I remember two things. I remember my grandfather throwing me into the deep end. I do remember that. I don't remember how old I was, and I remember flailing around, but I think somebody came and got me. But I then remember at a pool and kind of finding the edge of the pool. It's probably one of the reasons I taught my kid to swim when she was 6 weeks old. I went to the Y and took one of the baby and mommy classes, which is, I think, one of the reasons my kid is a very good swimmer. And not because I taught her, but because she was not fearful of water. We live next to the water, and I just wanted that extra, you know, minute or so. And she's a marine biologist, so she's a water baby. She actually won an award in swimming, the only stroke I didn't teach her, which was the backstroke. There you go. Okay. So these are so swimming and not a very happy memory. Let's see what else we got. Maybe we shouldn't have said shocking. Maybe we would have done better without shocking as part of the description.
Felicity says, a shocking memory I have from about age 10 was slamming my brother's fingers in the car door on accident. We were rushing to go to school, and I just remember him screaming at me, not realizing why or for what, not realizing why for what seemed like an eternity. When we finally got the door open, I was crying more than him because I felt so bad. Luckily, he broke one finger. No, luckily, he only broke one finger.
Yeah.
But I will never forget that moment of complete horror. He is, he's older than me by 2 years, and whenever he wanted something, he would say, "Remember that time you broke my finger?"
And you would give it to him. Take my ice cream cone, you know. Take my chocolate. Take anything you want. Yeah. Yeah, that's, I remember my sister fell out of the car at one point. We had one of those station wagons where the back seat faced backward, which that's one of the reasons I get car sick. Because I had to be back there and all that exhaust coming up. My sister actually fell out of the car. And we were screaming at my mom, "You have to stop, you have to stop." And she was not hurt. I mean, I think she was a little bit bruised, but she was basically... But it took mom... I mean, mom was just used to tuning out yelling kids. And so it took us a while to convince her that my sister had fallen out of the car. You guys, I mean, this may not be very much to you, but it's bringing my entire childhood back.
Frankie says, finding the Ruth Westheimer show on talk radio and discovering it's okay too. You know.
Yeah, I do know. I do know. Let's hear it for Ruth.
Let's see here.
But that's probably true. I ran into Ruth every once in a while. I was at Howard Cosell's going away party, and Howard was one of those people who felt... Howard is a very smart man, and Howard's philosophy was you don't have to be nice to the little people going up because you're never coming back, and of course everybody comes back. And so there were not a whole lot of people at his going away party, but Ruth was one of them. And Ruth, as most of you know, is very short. She's like 4 foot, maybe 9 or something like that, and she's well under 5 feet tall. And I remember her grabbing the photographer's leg, literally around the knee, and grabbing him and saying, "Come and take my picture." So that's one of my enduring memories of Ruth, who has a great sense of humor about herself. She actually did there was a one woman show about her. She was not in it. About, I think it was called Being Ruth or something of that sort. But she's a Holocaust survivor. And the next time I see her, I will remind her that she changed your life and made it okay to we know what. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.